Coastal developers who get state money would have to account for sea level rise under a bill that's moving in the Florida legislature. The proposal got its first no vote Thursday from a Northeast Florida senator. Miami Democrat Jose Rodriguez wants to keep state finance builders out of coastal areas until they conduct sea level impact projection studies, which would have to account for increased storm risk and rising seas.
The hope is to have an impact, frankly, on credit ratings and that kind of thing down in the future, just to show that we are, you know, being wise stewards of our taxpayer dollars at the state level. And hopefully that's leadership that would be followed at the local level.
But Fernandina Beach Republican Aaron Bean worries those assessments aren't the best use for taxpayer dollars, and that the law would just complicate an already challenging process for builders. So he voted no.
However, I'll see this bill again, and then maybe perhaps we can chat and see how we can use science to make sure that we use tax dollars in the best interest.
The bill has breezed through three committees, with Bean's the only no vote, and it has one committee stop left. The House companion hasn't been heard yet, with a couple of weeks left in the legislative session. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News.